In today's Mishnah, we learn the 5th and 6th Mishnah and the 26th Perek on Masech the Kelim. The Mishnah begins, Elorot Tmeim Midras. So here we're dealing with pieces of leather, or leather used in different ways, that are susceptible to Tumat Midras. That is because these Kelim are also designed for sitting or lying upon. So the Mishnah says, well, the first one's probably the most obvious, Or Shichi Sheva Lav L'Shatiach. So a piece of leather or hide that the person considered and designated to be used as a mat or a spread of sorts. In other words, it's the person's thought, I want to sit on, I use this for sitting on. Next is Or Skurtia. So Or Skurtia is one understanding, it's like an apron. Another one says more like a tablecloth, but those two explanations Kati brings. Or Katavulia. This is a bedspread, an Or HaChamar. So this is a piece of leather that, according to the Kati's explanation here, is that a donkey rider would put over his clothing on the outside. More like, it's like a protection thing. Or HaKatan. This is katan spelt with a kaf, not a kuf. And that is someone who's working with pishtan, puts it in front of him so that the flax itself, the pishtan, doesn't connect to his clothing. And next is orha katef. This is a piece of leather that's put on the shoulder of an individual who carries large packages and the like. It's again, and that's so that the boxes or packages themselves don't damage his shoulder. Or harofe. Even though Rofa is generally understood as being a doctor, here it's referring to someone who draws bloodlets, and he's wearing this, more again, like an apron. And next is Or HaArisa. This is a leather that's placed over a baby's crib. And Or HaLev Shel Katan. Or HaLev literally sounds like it goes over the heart, but it's more like a bib that a child will wear so the clothes don't get dirty while the child's eating. Next is Or HaKar, Or HaKeset. So Kar and Keset is a pillow or mattress. One of the saying is that the Or HaKar is not necessarily covering the pillow, but more like a rolled up piece of leather that's used as a pillow. Mishnah says, as we introduce this Mishnah by saying that these are all midras, susceptible to Tumat Midras. Next is Or HaSaruk. This is leather that's used to wrap up and cover combed wool. Rabbi Eliezer says it's midras, susceptible to Tumat Midras. However, Chachamim Rambam says no. It's not really made for sitting on top of, but it is still susceptible to Tumat because it is considered a clean in its own right. Next. Av Ksut and the Tachrich Ksut is midras. What this means is this is the type of leather that's used for covering clothing, or to wrap clothing inside this leather, that's susceptible to Tumat Midras from the reasons we've already explained. Av Argaman, what if it's this is a type of leather, again, it's used for covering Argaman, which is a purple dyed wool. Bet Hillel says, well, that's Midras, it's much like a Av Ksut. However, in this situation, Bet Hillel disagrees. Because the Argaman is expensive and valuable, and people careful to keep it clean, and therefore would not sit on even the cover of this argaman, and therefore it is tmemet. It is still defined as a kli, susceptible to tumat, but not tumat midras. Or shasau chipui lakelim tahor. If it's simply a cover for utensils, or for covering utensils, it's not susceptible to tumat. However, lamishkalot, this is a piece of leather that's used to cover the weights. Now, it's very important because they didn't want them to tarnish or also to rust or be damaged in any way, because one's weights have to be absolutely precise. And so the Kohen Chachamim, they are susceptible to Tumah. That is because they have what a Beit Kibul, the fashion-like receptacle. The picture books sort of draw in different ways where it somehow wraps around the weight, but that's the opinion of the Chachamim in any event. Rabbi Yossi, however, he says it's Metaher Mishum Aviv, meaning Rabbi Yossi says in the name of his father, that's Rabbi Chalafta, that these pieces of leather that are chipui, that are covers for mishkalot, they are not susceptible to tuma, because he understands that shakol hasul chipui is tahor. Anything is just a cover, if pieces of leather that are just covers are not susceptible to tuma. However, the halacha seems to accord with that first opinion, that these chipui, these leather that are designed for protecting and covering the weights, they are indeed susceptible to tuma. Those are the Mishnah today.